Welcome to Product-Led Growth Leaders, where we learn about the bold path of building digital products that sell themselves. Let's listen to product leaders who can give us a glimpse into the innovative thinking process. Showcasing and celebrating these awesome folks, I'm your host, UX and product design veteran, Thomas Watkins. Welcome to Product-Led Growth Leaders. We've got a great guest for the show today, Vikintas Maknikas. He is very much a product guy, was a product manager for many years, product strategist at places like Nord Security. Today, he is CEO of Saily, which is an eSIM for travel. We're going to learn all about that today. Vikintas, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, give you a quick introduction there. For the audience, is there anything else that you'd like the audience to hear about you or know about you that'll help us understand you professionally and what led you to where you are today?
Yeah, sure. So I started my early days by becoming product manager because I sold a website I built for one of the local companies here in Lithuania. So I've been product guy, then I moved on to do product strategy, as you mentioned, and then switched to Saily full-time as a CEO.
Excellent. Let's take a step back and understand the problem. I open up talking about eSIM. You've got SIM cards, and obviously that's for your phone. So what is, before we talk about your solution, what is the problem that folks have to deal with today?
Yeah, so every time you travel abroad, you usually get text message from your cell phone provider with the rate that you will be charged for using internet services abroad. This rate is usually outrageous. It's so big, people avoid using internet altogether in some cases. Or they forget about this rate, use internet services, get back to their country and then see the bill and are very much surprised. There's a category of products which are eSIMs for travel, which basically provides you alternative way to get internet services while abroad for way better prices. In our cases, the prices are 2 to 3 times better than your regular providers.
Yeah, you know what's so interesting, Vikintas, is that I would think that this would be a solved problem by now by the phone companies. Every time I travel, I'm in the US and within the US, it's all handled. But whenever I travel to Europe, years ago, I used to forget to even update the eSIM and then I'd be caught out there unable to use my phone. That's terrible. Then I started doing the eSIM thing or call up my company to say I'll be traveling internationally. But this, it's weird to me that this is a problem. Is it because it's advantageous for the phone companies to not solve it directly, or what's going on there? Why it's still a problem?
The phone companies assume that if you are able to travel this far, you are probably able to pay a bit more for your internet services, I believe. Otherwise, they would have solved it already.
So then, okay, and picking apart the problem here, it's you get the sort of roaming rates or the high rates. Are there any other problems that people encounter? Is it stuff like you might not be able to use your phone or you might not know what regions are covered? If I take the Eurorail from one country to another and then I might get caught. What are some of the other issues other than the high rates?
No, basically, we see the shift between technologies. Before eSIMs, there were only these plastic cards that you need to use. And some airports have shops for plastic cards specifically to provide you local rates instead of your roaming rates. And with eSIMs, what changed fundamentally is the distribution of how you buy cellular services specifically. So with eSIMs, you are able to easily switch between providers. And iPhone even have this function where you can take phone calls and text messages with your regular SIM card and use internet over your eSIM or another SIM card and so on. So basically, these tiny shifts in technology, they opened up an ability to basically companies like Saily to provide services across the globe. And we currently provide services in more than 200 destinations. We have regional plans, we have global plans, we have plans in each and every country out there, I believe. So, yeah.
Okay, let's talk about how folks engage with Saley. And let's say I'm about to be traveling to Europe first, and then let's say I'm going to travel to Africa and Asia. And I know that this trip is coming up. I'm going to be traveling around for 3 weeks. What do I do in terms of engaging with Saley, and how does it unfold?
So if you know the specific countries you are traveling to, you are able to buy plans in specific countries. You can pick anything between 1 gigabyte, 3 gigabyte, 5 gigabyte, 20, or unlimited. And then you can use these gigabytes over some period of time. And if specific countries, then you can pick specific countries. If you only know the region, you will be like, you're going to Europe and you are going across a few countries, then you can pick a regional plan, like Europe plan, and that's it.
So do you make it simpler? Is that part of the sell for this? Is that I don't have to sit on the phone or pull up web pages and research and figure out what it go to the airport for the thing. So I can just go to Saley. And is that the whole way that it operates? I just buy the amount of data that my phone will be using, and yeah, I can use it anywhere automatically.
You can manage it through the app. One, you can buy data on the app, top up on the app. If you need some additional data, you can top up. You also get notifications on the app about usage and so on and so forth.
The other eSIM services out there, why should we pick Saley over those ones?
The category itself is born out of majority of our competitors. They compare themselves with booking.com, for example, where they aggregate different telcos and sell different SIM cards in their marketplace. We are slightly different. We are your connectivity provider of choice. So what's the difference between us and competition is with us, you only need to install eSIM once. And then once you travel to a different country, you just switch between your main SIM card and our eSIM, and that's it. And you can top up in US, top up in Europe, to top up in Japan. And you can do it with gaps of half a year. We don't care.
Now, when I buy the data, does it only kick in when I travel? So let's say that I've got T-Mobile plan right now, and I'm in the US, but I travel sometimes. Should I get one now and get this, or should I honestly wait till I'm traveling? And that, does that make more sense?
Our data plans have an expiration date, meaning that if you bought today, the plan automatically starts in 30 days if you don't activate it, meaning that you shouldn't buy more than 30 days before your trip.
Gotcha. Okay, so it's a, you buy a certain amount, it's a don't use it, you lose it type of a deal, because you can't just provide that forever, I assume. You've got to have some kind of a known time period.
Yeah.
And how did you get to this? Do you have some kind of, do you guys have a relationship with the various providers, and you're able to lock in relationships and rates and make sure this is something that's provided?
Yeah, that's also what new technology brings. Basically, there's a possibility for you to have multiple providers in a single eSIM card. How it works is we can use American provider in order to provide services in US and in some European countries if the roaming agreement have good prices in these European countries. We can then use Japan provider to provide services in Japan and in Europe, for example, if they have better prices there, and so on and so forth. So we can have up 5 or 10 different providers providing services for all these destinations out there.
Nice. Now, what kind of things do you have on your product roadmap that will help you guys become and stay a category leader?
So one thing we are launching in the next few weeks is Saley Ultra, which is basically a data subscription service. We are aiming at people who are traveling a lot, at least once a month, because unlimited global plan is included. And during the month, you will be able to get up to 30 gigabytes unthrottled data in every location where we work. And also, we will include lounges, we will include some additional perks for you while you're traveling. So it's a really cool subscription.
And you guys really are everywhere. So you're on basically every continent. And is that a growing thing for your business that you are constantly seeking all the new little providers, or are you just already just everywhere?
So we are already everywhere. The question is, each and every country have better providers and worse providers. So we are constantly looking to improve our coverage in majority of the countries. So in some cases, we have more than one provider in a single country in order to have better coverage. So if you switch to the location where there is no coverage with one provider, you can switch to a different one and then get the coverage.
Yeah. And let us make sure that the audience knows where we can find Saily. What is the website?
It's Saily.com.
Saily.com. That's Saily.com. And you can go there and get started. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been speaking with Vikintas Maknikas. Where can people find you and keep up with what you're doing? I assume LinkedIn.
Yeah, majority of my content is on LinkedIn, I believe. I'm not like very social, so.
You're not an influencer?
Yeah, not yet.
Okay. Awesome. I hope everybody checks that out, and we'll be looking forward to seeing how you guys continue to develop and grow over the years. And Tos, thank you so much for joining the show today.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for tuning in. Join us next time on Product-Led Growth Leaders. Take care.